Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to announce before we get started here that we have a new affiliate in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and that will be KLID AM 1340 on the dial. And if you're in that area, or you're driving through that area, you give them a shout and tell them thank you for having Beth Ann on there. And I want you to tune in to them. We're going to be doing some meet and greets coming up. We don't have them scheduled yet, but we do have a plan in our head that we're going to do some meet and greets, and we'll be down there one of these days and meet the listeners. And we're going to meet some listeners in this area and some of the other areas as I can get around. Right now I'm without a vehicle, literally without a vehicle. But we welcome KLID to CSE Talk Radio. I told you we were going to have this show last week, and because I had vehicle issues, I was stuck out of state and couldn't get back in time, and Neil was very gracious and very understanding, and he's going to be with us today, and we're going to talk about property. We're going to talk about federal land patents. We're going to talk about allodial titles. And I wanted to share with you just exactly why this is so important. Why this is so important. These are some quotes from our founding fathers. Before I bring Neil on, I hope he's going to be patient with me here. Each individual of the society has a right to be protected by it in the enjoyment of his life, liberty, and property according to standing laws. He is obliged, consequently, to contribute his share to the expense of this protection and to give his personal service or an equivalent when necessary. But no part of the property of any individual can, with justice, be taken with him or applied to public uses without his own consent or that of the representative body of the people. In fine, the people of this commonwealth are not controllable by any other laws than those to which their constitutional representative body has given them consent. Whenever, that was John Adams, whenever there is any property, now I want you to listen to this, you farmers out there, I want you to listen to this. Wherever there is in any country, uncultivated land and unemployed poor, it is clear that the laws of property have been so far expended as to violate natural right. And that's Thomas Jefferson. In what, then, does the real power consist? The answer is short and plain. In property. And that's coming from Noah Webster. The moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, and that there is not a force of law and public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence. If thou shalt not covet, and thou shalt not steal, were not commandments of heaven, they must be made inviolable precepts in every society before it can be civilized or made free. That's from John Adams. Is there any doubt how our founders felt about property, ownership, and independence? So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. That was Sir William Blackstone. Today we're going to talk about allodial titles and land patents. Neil Jews, a listener and I'd say an activist regarding property, is going to explain how he obtained his allodial title, land patent, federal land patent, and how you can do the same. So be patient with me here as I read just a little bit, Neil. Hang on with me, if you would. This is coming from a website that I happened on. It's freedomforallseasons.org. And I'm going into the middle of this article. One of the major motivators of the first American Revolution was the issue of allodial rights to land, free and clear of the liens and encumbrances of the King of England. The American people desired to acquire, utilize, and own their own land without interference from any government, including the government of the United States of America. As a result of generations and constructive fraud perpetuated against the American people and the peoples of the world, we've been conned into believing we are owning property, when in fact and by law we're only in possession of property, utilizing it as a renter or a tenant would. So long as we pay our rent, get the licenses, pay the fees, have it insured, regulated, zoned, and permitted, we can still remain in possession. But as soon as we exercise what we believe is our sovereign right to do as we please with our private property, providing we don't damage or injure another or their property, we often get slam dunked by a fine, eviction, or foreclosure. We must learn about allodial titles and land patents, deeds, and conveyances to reassert our sovereign right to private property. And we have with us today Neil Juice, and he happens to be a Missourian, and he just happened, if you believe in coincidences, he just happened to call in one day and said, I've done this. And I said, well, let's talk about it. Neil, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and thank you for sharing with us.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, this is important information for people. You know, the first thing they taught us in military science class, the only way you can win a war, control the real estate. And the problem with the people in this country, they don't control their own real estate any longer. They don't have title to it.
And yet we think we do.
Right, because they've been told for years that the deed is a title. Well,
right.
Deed is not a title. Deed is proof of right of possession, but it's not the actual title to the property. And so you have the privilege of possession of the property so long as you obey, you know, your master, the socialist police state that's running this country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the people would take their land back by getting their titles back recorded in their names, then it'd be a lot more difficult for these clowns to prosecute them in court, to take their property away from them, to do anything with them. Basically, you can't even get a valid search warrant to go on patented property. So, you know, the patent does make you the absolute owner, possessor, controller of that piece of ground.
You know, I found it interesting when I was reading these quotes from our founding fathers, some of the things that they said, and how they parallel what we're going through right now today. Because it's not new. They were going through it back then. You know? And my grandmother was blind. And that was my mom's mother. She was blind in her latter years of age. And she read her Bible all the time. And she had my aunt reading her Bible. My aunt had not been an avid reader. And she was amazed at what they were doing back there in the Old Testament. She said, oh, I can't even imagine that they were doing that back then. And she said, well, there's no new sins, just new ways of doing it. Well, there's no new way of stealing land. I mean, there's no stealing of the property of the land is not new. And I don't know that there's really new ways of doing it. But our government incorporate has been quite creative and very deceptive. So the people we've forgotten whose we are, who we came from, and the founding fathers, what they fought for. And we're going into a break, Neil. But when we come back, we want to talk about the importance of these allodial titles and how my listeners and me can get this done for ourselves, because it's so important. Thank you, Neil. We're going into a break. I want you to hold off on the phone calls until we're ready for questions. I'm going to have him just explain a little bit in this next segment, and then we'll take the phone calls. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Neil and Beth Ann will be right back. We'll be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're talking about property today. How can you own, truly own your property? And we're visiting with Neil Juice. He's done this. He's got an allodial title to his property. He knows how to do it. You can go online and look some of this stuff up. It's quite interesting. That article that I was reading from is from freedomforallseasons.org, Neil, and he starts out, "Today is the first time in my life I heard the term allodial title." And then he's done his research, and he's written quite a nice article about it. And it's something that I was in that same place several years ago, but it's been difficult to find anybody such as yourself that knows about the allodial titles, how to explain it, and have, you know, actually gone through it. Now, I have a listener, and she may be listening. I hope she is. I just lost her name. Anyway, it'll come to me here in a minute. But she calls in periodically and wants to have a show on this, and she said she's not an authority to explain it. But you seem to know enough about it that you could kind of walk us through step by step on how to do this. But let's talk about how important this is.
Well, the founding fathers, you understand, in the 13 colonies, nobody owned real estate except the king.
Yes.
Just like in England today, nobody in England owns any property in England. It all belongs to the king, part of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
And you're simply a leaseholder, basically, or a tenant, or a, what they call a freeholder, which has been given a grant of land by the king, but he can take it back. He controls it. That's the way it was in the colonies until the founding fathers took it away from England. And according to the treaty, all the land in the United States was signed over to the government of the United States. in the treaty. That's how the 13 colonies were acquired. Now, all the individual people who had claims on land through the, you know, through their holdings, through their improvements they'd made on the property, through their grants from the king or whatever, had to apply to the U.S. government to get their patent on the property. And the patent is signed by the President of the United States, who at that time, you know, whoever's president at the time, he signs the patent, certifying that the person who is obtaining the patent is now the absolute owner of that property.
Okay.
Now, that means there's absolutely nothing anybody can do on or with that property without the patent holder's permission.
And let me go a little bit farther here with a question and comment from what I was studying with what you sent and some of the other things that I've read. You can pass that down to your children or whoever.
Right. It says right on the patent that this patent is good for the heirs and assigns. The person who would buy the property would be an assign. The heirs and the assigns forever. That's why the patents are only issued one time, unless for some reason within a year's, I think it's a year's statute of limitations, somebody can prove that it was fraudulently obtained.
Okay.
Now, if it was fraudulently obtained, then whoever's claiming the fraud can challenge it and get it overturned within a year. But after that statute of limitation runs out, and it's good for the heirs and the assigns forever.
I wanted to elaborate on that because we're dealing with issues right now where the government incorporated wants to fix it that you cannot pass your farm down to your children.
Right. See, all you got to do is put their names on the patent. The patent holder doesn't have to be just one person. It can be any number of people.
Okay.
So if you put everybody's name on the patent, then it automatically, it's similar to joint tenancy.
Okay.
A joint tenant with right of survivorship means that it automatically passes to whoever the joint tenant is. It doesn't go through probate. It doesn't.
A beneficiary, so to speak.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's not tenants in common. Tenants in common it's not the same thing as joint tenancy. So you got to be careful how you write your deed out.
Okay.
You know, if you want joint tenancy, then that's how you should have it on your deed, that it's joint tenancy with right of survivorship.
So well, one of the listeners that I said I couldn't remember her name, I knew I would when we went to commercial, is Laura. Laura calls quite a bit, and she happens to be here in Missouri as well. I don't know if she's able to listen today or not, but she has done this. Her and her husband have done this. And I encourage my listeners to pay attention today, and let's learn how to do this. And so step by step,
the first thing you need is the address. Okay, this address, everybody should write this down. This is where you send to get your certified copy of the existing patent, okay?
Okay.
And it would be the Secretary of the Interior at the Department of Interior, which is 1849 C Street, Northwest, that's Washington, D.C., 20240.
Say that again,
20240.
Now, to the Secretary of Interior,
right.
To the Department of Interior.
Right.
Is that what you said?
Okay. Right, 1849 C Street, that's Charlie. You know,
I got it.
Alpha, Beta, Charlie, okay. 1849 C Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20240.
Okay, got it.
Okay, that's an important address. That was hard for people to find in the beginning as to who had control over these patents. Certified copies were all on record at his office. Well, actually, through a BLM office, but he controls the BLM. So if you write to him, now you have to send him certain documents in order for them to be able to locate the patent that covers your piece of property. This is the second thing you need to know. You got to get your deed. You got to get a copy of your deed to send to him. Now, you have to make sure that on the copy of your deed, that it gives the section, township, and range of the location of your property. A lot of these deeds, especially in cities and towns, have only a lot number or an address or something like that on them. They don't have a section, township, and range.
Okay, section, township, and range.
Right.
I'm trying to write this down. You're going pretty fast. Section, town.
Well, it should be. This is all on the paperwork I sent you.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty small print.
No, sorry.
I'm trying to write it down. Section, township, and what did you say?
And range.
Range, got it. Okay.
Yeah, section, township, and range. People that have larger blocks of property, 10 acres, 20 acres, bigger, those will all be described by a certain, you know, a quarter section of a quarter section, you know, a quarter section sometimes, and then it gets section, township, and range. So if you have to have that. You have to have that legal description of what section and quarter section it's in, because a lot of times these properties, some of these places like this one guy got his copy of his federal land patent, and it covered 2 million acres. okay, the Florida Everglades. When the state of Florida started selling off pieces of the Florida Everglades, they weren't, of course, issuing patents, they were just issuing deeds. Well, the guy wanted to get his patent on his piece that he had bought. Well, you have to, you can't claim the patent on the entire 2 million acres. So what you have to do, the next step is, once you get your certified copy of that patent, then you have to take it down to the county court house and record it with two other documents. And the first document on top will be your affidavit, right, which says that you are now holder in due course of that portion or that section of the attached patent, which is described on the attached deed. That way you're not filing for the patent on the entire 2 million acres. You're only filing for whatever is described on your deed, because that's all you're entitled to.
Okay.
Now, once that document's recorded, you're now the patent holder. You now have the allodial title recorded in your name. See, the allodial titles to all this real, most all this real estate in the United States exists. It's just not recorded in the name of the person who's holding the deed. And if it's not, then you have a defective title, according to the U.S. Supreme Court. There's even a court case where they specifically name, let's see, this would be the patent to be superior and conclusive evidence of legal title. Until it issues, the fee is in the government, which means they hold title, which by patent passes to the grantee, and he's entitled to enforce possession in ejectment. And that's 13 Peters, page 436. Peters was the name of the Supreme Court clerk at that time. Back in those days, that's how they set up your description so you'd find the case. It's 13 Peters, page 436.
Okay.
Other titles not complete are legal in their character, as in Missouri, can in no wise affect the jurisdiction of the courts of the United States. Okay, we have a local case here. One of my neighbors had his patent, and a guy was trying to steal his property, basically through fraud and false claim of adverse possession. He didn't bother to tell the court. He just said, you know, you can't do anything until the title search is done. Well, they did the title search, but they didn't really look at it. And when that came out in the courtroom and that federal land patent hit the table, the judge just, like, grabbed both attorneys and said, we got to go to chambers. You know, that just freaked him out, because that immediately takes the case out of the local courts and the state courts puts it right in the federal court. It's a federal issue once you have the patent recorded in your name. And the local courts, the local tax collector, he's trying to collect real estate tax, can't collect it. Hmm. This is how our people got wind of this early on, 20, 30 years ago. The International Paper Company down in the South, Georgia, Alabama, all those
days. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Okay, they owned millions of acres down there, and they weren't paying any real estate tax.
Okay.
And the state tried to force them into paying the taxes, and their corporate attorneys just came in and said, hey, you got no jurisdiction. This is a federal issue. And under federal law, they can't attach a patented piece of property and try to force you to pay real estate tax.
Right. Okay, well, now we are going into a break, Neil. I'm going to open up the phone lines for anyone who has a question for you. Are you okay with that at this time?
Sure, that's
okay. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Property rights. How important is it to you to own your property? 877-895-5410. And would you like to know how to do that? 877-895-5410. And Neil and Beth Ann will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honor Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Neil Juice, and we're talking about allodial titles and property. We're going to go straight to the phone lines. They have lit up, Neil. They have lit up. We have William from Pennsylvania. William, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing good, thank you.
I just found your show, and I want to say that I love it, and you do such a great job.
Thank you.
And my question is the estate tax. Now, here in Pennsylvania, we have a thing called a property tax. So you basically I own three properties, so you buy a house, you pay for it, and then the state and the local municipalities want me to basically pay a tribute every year, or they come and will take your property. Now, is the estate tax is that the same as a property tax?
You're talking about a real estate tax?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, real estate tax is a tax on the piece of property you're sitting on. But if you have the patent, they can't tax it. Well, let's put it this way. They can tax it, but they can't take it for failure to pay the taxes. That's what this local court case was all about. They were trying to make this guy pay taxes on his real estate, and he wouldn't do it, and it turns out they can't force you to pay real estate tax. But warning here, what they can do, they can attach your bank account, they can, attach any other property you may have that's not patented, once they get a judgment against you. But as far as the patented property goes, they cannot touch the patented property for any reason. And if the lane doesn't work, nothing works against patented property.
Okay, now let me ask something, Neil, there, and William. When we're talking about things that aren't, the land, the patent is strictly the land. So what about the house that's sitting on it or your vehicle that's sitting on it and all that? They can come after.
Right, you have absolute control. They can't set foot on the property without the property owner's permission. It doesn't matter what you've got. You could have 1,000 acres all planted in pot. And they don't have any authority to step on the property. Now, they nail you coming off the property with it.
Okay.
But as long as you keep it on your property, they can't come in there and get it. So
you better be self-sustaining, huh?
Remember now, we're talking legally. We're talking under the law. They're not allowed to do it. But as we all know, they don't really pay much attention to the law.
They're not following the law. That's right.
Yeah, they don't follow the law. So you'll be careful what you get involved in because they're gonna ignore the law and you'll wind up, with all kinds of problems.
Well, and that's, my predecessor, Derry Brownfield, he used to get nervous when we had people saying you don't have to pay those taxes or the income tax. He says, I'm not telling anybody that. He said, maybe we don't have to, but they're going to throw us in jail anyway. so you got to be careful what you're doing. William, did that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. Very informative, and this is an awesome show because I get so mad when you literally have to pay like a tribute to the local kings. For property that you've already paid for. It would be like coming in and trying to tax me every year on my TV set. Mm-hmm. Now, that would sound ridiculous to the average person, and it's the same exact thing. I've paid for the house.
They do that in Europe,
They do, yes.
Yeah, in Europe, you have to pay tax on your TV set, your refrigerator, your stove, all your appliances.
Absolutely, and that's why we live in a great country like America, and it's great that we have programs like yours that are able to inform people, because what I've come across being in a patriot movement since like around 06 is when I started waking up, is that the majority of Americans absolutely do not understand their rights, and that's what the government likes, is uninformed people who do not understand anything and can be pushed through like cattle. And this here is awesome. I mean, I'm going to do exactly what I've written down to get these, because I thought owning a deed, and I think the majority of people thought that owning the deed to the property is you own it lock, stock, and barrel. And
you think that's title. It's not the title.
Yes.
Only the patent is the title.
Yes.
Except now, you gotta remember, one note here, a footnote. If you live in Texas, you have to go to the Texas General Land Office to get your patent. Patents in Texas are issued by the state of Texas. It's the only state that does. That's because it's the only state whose real estate was never U.S. government property.
Yeah.
Okay, Texas is the only independent nation that joined the U.S. by treaty. All the rest of the U.S. property was either acquired by purchase or war.
All right. Okay, William, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're glad to have you as a new listener. Appreciate that. We're going to move on. We have John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
Very good topic. You was talking about finding your land patent. I gave them the meets and bounds, and the guy kept coming back. He says, I can't find that. He says, what's the current street address? Within 2 minutes, via email, basically 2 minutes, he had the land patent scanned in and emailed to me where that was at.
Interesting. Okay.
Just off the street address alone?
Just off the street address. I got three different certified land patents, and I filed a land patent in the state of Illinois. I did it probably different from yours, and as soon as I filed that one in Illinois, I couldn't get another land patent. The man would not answer my phone calls, would not respond to my emails.
Well, I don't know who you were talking to, but you just contact, if you need another copy of the land patent. If you've got a copy now, you can make a copy, a photocopy of it, and send it to the Secretary of the Interior, and he will send you another certified copy matching that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't have put that. It wasn't very expensive at all. Now, the question
A certified copy is $15 from the Secretary of the Interior.
And that includes postage, too.
Okay.
For me, the thing that I'm looking at is I dislike property taxes because I think it's one of the worst things for a society to have, especially older people. Now, I watch them in the courtroom because I fought him and I didn't know what I was dealing with. And the man walked up and he said, I bought the property. But all he had was where he had paid the property taxes on it.
Right, he bought it at a tax sale, and he had what's known as a tax deed. A tax deed does not supersede the patent. That's exactly what happened here in our county, and the guy beat him hands down. The tax deed just isn't any good if there's a patent on the property. Now, if you only have a regular deed, then that tax deed supersedes it. A sheriff's deed supersedes it, like on a foreclosure, you know. But if you have the patent, nothing supersedes it.
Okay.
As long as it stays within the family and you choose not to sell it, they can't touch it. That's what I'm gathering, yeah?
All right.
Okay.
That's what I understand, too. Okay, John, thank you. We're going to move on. We have Gary from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's listening today. Gary, how are you today?
Very well, and yourself?
Are you there, Gary?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Excellent program there. I appreciate all the information dispensed. I heard you mention in a past meal that if you have a lien on your property, you cannot apply for the land patent. I own the property. The property is paid off, but I did take a home equity fixed amount of which is the mortgage. I do owe a mortgage, and I have a lien on the property. Is that still can I still apply for that patent for the taxes or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can still get the patent. It doesn't matter. As long as you hold a deed of any kind to the property, that's your grounds for claiming the patent to be put in your name. Now, here's what may happen. Once that patent hits the recorder's office, you know, it has to be recorded at the county recorder's office to make it official, showing that the patent is now in your name. The same office where your deed's recorded, okay?
Yes.
Now, if there's a mortgage against the property, what may happen is the bank may call your note due immediately or require you to submit the patent to them with a guarantee that they get the patent if you fail to pay. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to make your mortgage payments. But here's what will happen. They will try to get it on foreclosure. But like I said, a sheriff's deed doesn't supersede the patent. What they can do is attach bank accounts, stocks, bonds, anything you've got outside the property that they can get their hands on, they can attach to make, you know, to make the payment. Now, if you continue to make the mortgage payment, they have absolutely no grounds to take you into court.
All right. We're going into a break.
You make the mortgage payment. So.
We're going into a break. Gary, I appreciate your call. I hope we answered your question. We've got some callers holding. Mike from Virginia, if you'll be patient with us, we'll get with you as soon as we get back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Neil Juice, and we're talking about allodial titles, owning your property, lock, stock, and barrel. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99.
$5. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I am visiting today with Neil Juice. He's our guest, and we are talking about allodial titles and property ownership, and we're going to go straight back to the phones with Mike from Virginia. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Beth Ann, how you doing? We studied some loyal titles and land patents years ago, and then kind of pushed back on the shelf. Response to your other caller, in Virginia, they have what's known as personal property tax. They tax your toilets, your tools, your cars every year. Okay? Right. The exempt things, the funny thing is artwork and certain jewelry. So I can have a $20 million Renoir hanging on the wall. That don't get taxed, but they tax my toilets. At any rate, do you have a site I can go to? And I do have one more question on the land patent. My land, my house is my father's name. He passed away several years ago, but it's mine, but it's not, you know what I mean? Can I still get a patent even though it's still in his name, or do I have to transfer it to my name?
You would have to transfer the deed to your name in order to get it, the patent in your name. Because
right.
There's nothing showing a transfer of the patent from your father to you. Since he's already died, there's no way to get that done. So you'd have to get the deed legally put in your name, and then at that point, then you can go and claim the claim the patent on it.
Now, Neil doesn't have a website, Mike. He's just been doing this on his own for a while, and he volunteered to come on the air and talk to us about it. Now, he sent me kind of a step-by-step. It's in really small print, but I can maybe get that enlarged or do something and make that available. Now, I'm not going to – and, Neil, you've written a lot of stuff on here, but I think
it's a two-sided piece of paper. The front side with all the important information is typewritten.
Yes, yes, yes. And yeah, I think that's what's important, right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. There. Okay.
The stuff on the back side is basically all your court cases that people can look up to see what the issues is on land patent and a sample affidavit. Well, the personal property.
You have an email address that I can contact you at.
No, I don't have anything but a phone, so I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'll get it made ready so you can send to me for it, Mike.
Okay, you got it, Carol.
Okay.
One more question. Now, what about somebody who owns a condo or a townhouse can get a land patent on that also?
You can get a land patent on anything you've got a deed to.
Okay. Okay.
And I want to address the issue you brought up with the personal property tax. Check your state laws, your statutes on personal property for a definition of what personal property is. Because I know I did this in Missouri, and I guarantee it's the same in every state. Personal property is defined by three separate statutes in the state of Missouri as property which is held for or used for business purposes. If you're not running a pay toilet, they don't have any right to tax you on your toilet.
Right.
Or anything else you own, including your vehicles. If you're not using your vehicle for business purposes, they don't have any right to collect personal property tax on it.
Gotcha.
You know, I was visiting, and we're not going to have Free for All Friday tomorrow. We're going to have Mindy Patterson on, and we're going to talk about a situation that's going on that every one of you need to know about. Every one of you, and I'm not going to divulge any more than that, but there has been a violation on someone and by the government, and you need to know about it, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow. But she sent me this because it gets under my crawl just a little bit, Neil, when everybody, all these elected officials keep talking about providing or preserving the democracy. They keep calling us a democracy. We're doing this for democracy. We're not a democracy. We are a republic. And she sent me, and I was going off on her. She and I do good shows when we're just talking because we both get pretty agitated and aggravated over things. Tyranny naturally rises out of democracy. Democracy is not a republic. Democracy is the government controlling. It's bureaucracy. Democracy equals bureaucracy, which equals control.
Right,
republic equals independence and liberty. And, you know, it's something that it really, it's almost like, it's beginning to be like nails on a chalkboard every time they say democracy, because they want you to believe it's a democracy. They want you to believe they own the land and you don't own the land. They want you to think you own the land, but so they could come in and tell you what to do, just like, you know, that's what I was saying out of those quotes from the Founding Fathers and how they were talking about being regulated on their property. It's not new. The king was doing it. Anyway, go ahead, Neil.
Well, I can't stress enough about that definition of personal property tax, because you will not find that definition in any law dictionary. Mm. This is a definition they've made up and stuck in the state statutes in order to confuse people. What you have, if you're not using it for business purposes, it's consumer goods or personal possessions. It's not personal property. And if you fill out that personal property tax form, or they think you have personal property, and if you don't know the definition of it, they're going to tax you on it. Same thing with having a lodeal title. If you think you have title to your property because you have a deed and you don't, that's how they get away with taxing on it.
Where do you get the definition of the property, personal property?
Personal property tax you have to get from the state statutes.
Okay.
You go to your state statutes and look up personal property and then read the statutes and find in there somewhere in the statute it will tell you what the definition they're using is. This is a made-up definition, which is a subclass of personal property. Okay. But you will not find it in a law dictionary, because I've tried. I've looked in every law dictionary I can find, and the definition of personal property is simply anything other than realty. In other words, anything other than real estate is considered personal property that a person has ownership of, okay, or control of.
And that would, I would assume, because I have a lot of ranchers and farmers out there, that includes their animals, their livestock. Am I correct?
Right. Now, if those are being held, I mean, if they've got livestock for business purposes, now you've got a different situation.
But it is a business, but that doesn't mean that they can come in and confiscate them just for whatever reason.
But they can charge them a personal property tax on it, supposedly. You know, I mean, this is a statute now. This is something that man's made up, you know.
Right.
I don't see that they have any right to do that to begin with, but if you know the definition of personal property, then you can fight them on the issue of paying a personal property tax on your vehicle.
So it goes back to Neil, and Neil has done this, we can tell by talking to him, education. You've got to educate yourself and know what's going on. And it's so easy not to want to. But,
we have
no right to complain if we aren't willing to take a participation in our own property. We have to. We're just about out of time. Give me about 15 seconds of what you can tell my listeners.
I've been at this since 76. I've been teaching law for 40 years now. And I guarantee you that you need to get in and start reading some Supreme Court decisions, state Supreme Court decisions on any issue that you're concerned about, and especially get in and read the statute. When the first thing you do if they charge you with something or they come after you, go read the statute. 9 times out of 10, what they're charging you with isn't even in that statute.
We're out of time, Neil. Don't be a stranger. Stay with us. Keep us informed, okay? Appreciate you so much taking your time.
I'll listen tomorrow and see what's going on.
All right. Yeah, you're gonna need to want to know. You're going to want to know what's going on. It's abhorrent. And it's going on, and it has been going on, and people aren't aware of it. And here we think we're going to get our republic back, and we're still fighting the democracy and the bureaucracy and their personal control. We're out of time. It's up to us. We have to educate ourselves. We have to be active in our own rights. Somebody's always wanting to take them away. And if we're not, we're not going to bring America home. It is up to us to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSE Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.